George, a voice from the past.
How are you doing?
How are you?
Terrible.
Cold. What?
I got cold.
Oh.
And no teeth.
What happened to your teeth?
It's a long story.
Yeah, I can tell from the way you're talking.
I can't talk to you. I don't have no bottom teeth.
Did you get in a fight?
Yeah.
Oh, George.
My name.
Oh, God.
So, what's happening?
Well?
Zavork called my mom, you know, and said to get a hold of him. And he was gone from work.
I see. Well, he's moved around a little bit, but maybe she had an updated phone number.
Yeah, he's out at Wayside.
Oh, he's out there. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, we've been looking for you.
I know.
What's going to be?
What?
Well, are we going to see you?
Well, yeah. I've been watching the news and stuff and everything. Everybody says I'm in California, and I'm in Arizona, I'm in Tennessee, and Mexico, Texas, and Canada. And you know. But anyhow, see, like, every time I go somewhere to move, man, somebody always knows where I'm at. So I just never told nobody nothing.
Yeah.
I just moved. Just kept watching the news, and I seen the guy dismiss the case on them other people. You know, if them people been doing it so long, man, they're just going to keep their mouth shut and try to beat it the best way they can, you know.
Well, that's true. And, you know, one of the problems was that the whole case got dragged, that we lost a lot of kids.
I know it.
And
then when your new boss said that, you know, they didn't really need me, the heck with it. I just left. Shit.
Well, I don't know that anybody...
I didn't feel like I was in prison.
I don't know that anybody ever said that. I don't know where you get that from.
My probation officer, she told me.
Do you believe your probation officer?
She's got the power to violate me.
I know, but haven't you had problems with her in the past?
Yeah.
So what's going to be with the deal in Fresno?
What, the gun?
Yeah.
Well, Dvorak talked to my mom, said he wasn't going to play no games or nothing, that he knew somebody he could talk to, I guess through whoever his sources are, and maybe through you people or your boss or somebody, and try to get that dismissed as long as I stay out of California, except for to come back here for that trial, that's all.
Well, have you talked to Dvorak, or is that just what your mom says?
That's what my mom said. I ain't talking to nobody, but I know as soon as I come out there, I'm going to jail. You know?
Well, one of the things, you know, that I, because it's been so long since we've talked, that I have kind of a vague recollection of is what the circumstances were of that whole gun thing.
Well, it was Diane's car, you know, and my truck broke down, and I borrowed her car. It was about 11 o'clock at night, and I was about half drunk, and the goddamn gun was sitting there, her gun was sitting there between the two stupid seats.
What's she do? What is the gun doing out in the open?
That was her car.
I know, but what's she...
She was working at a club where she handled a lot of money. At a big country club, golf course country club.
Yeah.
With a lot of rich people. She had a lot of money there. So she bought her gun and she had it at work. And she just normally put it in the car or in her purse. You know. And that's all the reason why it was there.
And that was the story that you told the PD up there?
Yeah, that's what I told my probation lady.
Yeah.
And the public defender, I told him it was supposed to have been used in a murder. And we got it from this black guy that said it was used in a murder. And I figured I could take that and find out what murder and all that shit and use it to kind of help my probation shit out, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of get a transfer or something, but nothing fucking worked out. It seemed like everything just flew in my face, you know?
Well, is that where Diane got the gun from?
Yeah, we got it from this black guy.
Where's Diane these days?
She's Diane. She's down to 79 pounds.
You're kidding.
No,
they never could do anything for her?
They give her 8 months to a year and a half to live. They told her they can't do no surgery on her because as soon as they opened her up, it just spread all through her body.
Oh, God.
She got cancer in both breasts. Now she's got it up in her lip node underneath her left arm. She can't move her left arm hardly. And see what else.
Is she with you?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I take care of her. I love her, so what the hell. I've been working ever since I left, you know.
Have you?
Yeah.
Well, it's, I tell you, George, it's the gun charge that really worries us.
Yeah, I know. But the work said, see, the judge up there in Kingman, or what the hell is the name of that town?
It's not Kingman, it's Kingsburg. Yeah.
Okay, he said that if I could get one of you people to call or somebody to call and verify that I was helping them kids out, he'd go along with it, dismiss the damn thing. But I couldn't get nobody to call.
Well, you never talked to us.
I talked to,
Bill?
Yeah, and, Tim. They said, well, every time you get in trouble, you always call us. I said, hey, I only asked you guys one time, and that was for a ticket that I was in court, and I couldn't be in court on a ticket. And then my daughter came up with that bullshit.
Yeah.
I said, that's all I never asked you guys to help me out of robbery or forging checks or nothing, you know. And here you tell me, well, hey, every time I get in trouble, I call. And that was bullshit. Every time I call, because I had to move or something, you know. I always give you guys my address.
Well,
I hope I stay on the phone long enough so you guys can trace the call.
I don't have any idea how to do any of that, George.
Yeah,
I'm not interested in doing that. I was interested in talking to you. You know, I know that you've been talking, you know, you called Dan Layton, and I know he's concerned about you, but you know, in the meantime, I can't deal through a third person.
Well, if I come back to go to that trial thing,
yeah.
I've got to stay in jail until it clears up, right? Until I can get that gun charge or probation or whatever, right?
Well, I think there's a couple things. I mean, number one, Judge Bob issued a bench warrant for you because you didn't come back.
Uh-huh.
So there's that.
Uh-huh.
But,
yeah, well, look at what that goddamn lawyer did. He gave up transcripts on a court order case, and she didn't do shit to him.
That's no. She fined him.
Oh yeah. Well, she's gonna put me in jail for contempt of court.
No. Well,
30 days or 6 months or a year.
Well, the point is, he didn't come back.
Well, the point is, he gave away.
I know.
I'm not trying to argue with you about it. But
no, I know you're not. I know you're not, George. But I tell you what we need to do is that we need to talk to the people up in Kingsburg or Fresno and find out what the story is and what their reports say.
Uh-huh.
And
well, just like I told him, I told the judge, I went in his chambers and talked to him about it and told him, well, me and her got the gun from this guy. I was supposed to have been using a murder. And I told the cop in Fresno the same thing. And I said, well, which one? I don't know.
Okay. Who was, the name of your public defender up there?
Oh, shit. God, I don't remember. It's been a year ago.
Do you remember the name of the judge?
Oh, shit. Wait a minute.
Where do you think he is?
I think he said 79 pounds. I wonder if he meant 29 pounds.
No. She weighs 79 pounds.
Oh, I see.
No, she's real sick.
Hard to understand.
I can't.
Yeah.
I'll have to look it up. I don't know where the hell it's at. Someone in boxes someplace.
All right, I'll tell you what we need to do is, I think Tim called up there to try and get a copy of the police report.
Uh-huh.
And
well, highway patrol is what stopped me for going too fast.
Yeah.
Drunk. They said, well, I didn't pass what you call it. They said a box of 38 shells in the back, you know.
So did they charge you with drunk driving, too? Okay, we gotta get a copy of the report, and we gotta figure out who your lawyer was.
Uh-huh.
And
public defender in Fresno.
Okay, and talk to him and get his assessment of what the judge would do.
Well, see, the judge, I talked to the judge in the chambers with the public defender.
No, I know, but I mean, we have to talk to him. But I think there's gonna need to be some kind of statement from Diane. You know, in writing or whatever.
Yeah, it was her car. It was registered her name.
You know, that it was her car and that it was her gun and she used it for her employment.
Yeah, well, see, that's what we were starting to say, but we got the gun from this guy that told us it was using a homicide. You know, and me and her figured, well, if I could, you know, find out what homicide it was used in, how long ago or whatever, well, I could trade that and kind of speed
okay.
up my probation shit, but when I found out, the guy stole the gun from some girl.
Okay, but you never told them that it was Diane's gun?
At first, yeah, then I told them the truth about it.
Well, was it Diane's gun or not?
No. I told them that from the get-go. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I told them it was her gun from the get-go. Then after they got to jail, then I explained it to them. you know, hey, it wasn't my gun, wasn't her gun. We got it from this nigger, and it was supposed to be using a murder. That's what he told us. So we traded him an old beat-up shotgun for the 38, and he gave us the 38. And I tried to get a hold of Dvorak, but Dvorak was on vacation in December for Christmas. I couldn't get a hold of him. As if what he could do, just do it, you know. Then I, he got a hold of somebody, and I did a tape thing on somebody in Fresno on a, that's related to the mafia about wanting to hire somebody to kill his wife.
Yeah.
Got the guy under on tape and all that stuff, and he said, well, that other guy knows about it, so I don't think I'm going to kill my lady right now and all that stuff. But at least he's on tape.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but, you know, I couldn't get no help out of that shit. You know, to me, I'm just a walking dead guy, you know.
You know what, George? You gotta, I think you gotta get Diane to write out a statement.
And have it notarized, huh?
Yep, and send it here.
Okay. Well, wait a minute. Being how I haven't been around that neighborhood in so long, what the hell's the address?
Okay, it's 210.
Wait a minute. Okay, 210.
West Temple.
Temple?
T-E-M-P-L-E.
T-E-M-P-L-E?
Right.
Okay.
DA's office.
Uh-huh.
Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
90012.
90012. And no name on it, or your name?
You, yeah, put my name on.
How do you spell your name?
L-A-E-L.
Uh-huh.
R-U-B-I-N.
R-U-B-I-N?
Right.
Oh, like a Reuben sandwich.
Right. Well, sort of. That Reuben sandwich is spelled differently.
Uh-huh. But anyhow, you know.
Okay, I tell you what. Why don't you do that and have, you know, have it write it out and have it notarized and put it in the mail. And in the meantime, we'll get this report from, because I know Tim called for it, we'll get this report from Fresno and try and track down the public defender and find out what the story is. And then...
Well, see, at the time, he said, well, if he could get a hold of somebody in L.A., but hell, everybody was on you know, like Christmas holidays.
Well,
there
were people here.
Huh?
There were people here.
Well,
I don't know.
There are people there, but there's nobody like, you know, you or your boss or somebody in the Dvorak's gun and all that shit. So, you know, just one thing led to another, and then all of a sudden I found out I had a warrant issued for me. I went,
well,
so I just moved.
I don't know. I was...
What about that crap in San Fernando about me tampering with boating crap?
What's that?
I don't know. Somebody had come up warrant with, told my son I had a warrant for my arrest from the feds for tampering with boats, and I don't even boat.
You're kidding.
No.
How'd you, what, your son told you about that?
Yeah. My son, Marty.
Oh, God.
I said, what? Are you kidding? I said, well, you were here in San Francisco. I said, bullshit. I wasn't even there. I could prove exactly where I was at. All the time I've been gone.
All right. Do me a favor. Get that in the mail, and why don't you give me a call. Give us a week.
Okay.
And today's Wednesday. Why don't you give us a call next Wednesday or Thursday?
All right.
And we'll see what we find out.
You usually leave your office. Are you there after 3 or 4 or 5? What?
Yeah, I'm usually, depending on what day it is, you know, I'm here till, I'm for sure here till 5, sometimes later than that.
Okay, because me and Diane, we're moving right now.
Yeah.
We have to relocate, you know, because certain people found out who my real name because I accidentally...
Well, if Wednesday or Thursday isn't good, make it Friday. But give me a call at the end of the week, and if I'm not here, you know, you can talk to Bill or Tim or Bob Hillary.
Okay. Yeah, I will. I'll call Wednesday, probably around 5 o'clock.
Okay, great.
5 o'clock.
Okay?
You will be there about 4?
Sure.
4 or 5?
Perfect.
All right.
Okay, take care of yourself.
I will.
And say hello to Diane.
I will.
And I'm glad you called, George.
All right. I tried to get a hold of you a couple of times, but you never been around, so.
You didn't leave any message.
I don't. I never do. I just ask for you. I don't want to leave a message. I don't want to talk to nobody but you.
I know, but you could at least let me know that you called.
Yeah, that's true. But I didn't want nobody to know who I was.
Well, how about, what was the name you used? Jerry what?
Freeman.
Oh.
Jerry Walker.
Jerry Walker.
Yeah, my mom's name.
You could leave the name Jerry Walker, and then I know that you called.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Talk to you next week.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye. Bob?
Mm-hmm. Hang on a second.